Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Texas Parks and Wildlife TV writer-producer Ron Cabley tells us about a story airing this month called Last of the Squirrel Hunters.
We followed a father and his daughter who were hunting on Engling Wildlife Management Area. Her name was Macy, and she was very enthusiastic. She was about 12 years old.
I have four daughters. Macy is my outdoors person, so she likes to go and tromp out in the woods as long as the bugs don't bother her too much.
And his fear is that at some point, you know, Macy's generation is going to be the last generation of squirrel hunters. Squirrel hunting is actually a very good way to get people into hunting because you're moving around the forest. You're not sitting in one place. You have lots of targets to aim at if you're in good habitat. In other words, there's lots of action.
That other squirrel got to be right here.
Dad, put it in your pocket. Whoa. That's cool.
A lot of times with hunting, it's that first experience that determines whether someone's going to be a hunter or someone's not.
That's our show for today. Thanks for joining us. We receive funding from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the operations and management of the Gus Engling WMA. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.